Monday morning at almost 9 o'clock, 8:52 to be precise. Paul O'Mahony here, wishing you a very good week ahead. Monday morning is the time for wishing you a very good week ahead. And I'm very curious to know what kind of a week you're going to have. Is it going to be a week where you're having a bit of your summer holiday, for example? Are you going away somewhere? Are you planning on going away? Are you getting ready for going away? Is that the kind of week you're going to have? Will it be special because it'll be full of thoughts of the future and anticipated satisfaction or whatever? So what kind of a week is it going to be? Or is it going to be a week where you're rushing around madly trying to get the work done up to a deadline in order to be able to get away on a bit of a holiday, a bit of a break, a bit of a change? Is it furious catching up you're doing? Is it working hard for other people so that you can have time for yourself? Is that the kind of week that you're having? Or are you already on holidays? Are you already having time for yourself? Are you climbing a mountain, crossing a stream, swimming an ocean, lying on the beach? Are you being in the moment? Are you being in now? Are you mindfully being, not doing anything at all of any, or doing things in a almost purposeless way, just being? Are you in that place where you feel at one with yourself, where you are the center of the universe, where the air blowing on your face, the sounds thrilling your ear, the tastes exciting your buds, all of these things, are they all real for you? Are you in the now? Maybe you're in the now doing a job of work, even getting paid for it. But are you basically there having a week? Are you going to have a week for yourself? Are you going to do anything that you've never done before? Is there an element in this week which involves change, different, scary, something that is the first time for you? Your first time meeting somebody who matters to you. Your first time going to have an experience that has always felt a little bit as if it wasn't really you. You know, are you doing any experimenting? Is this a week of experimentation for you? Does it stand out in that way? Is it a week of digging deeper into yourself? A week of reflecting? A week of doing nothing new? A week of attending to what you've already got? A week of saying no to grand ideas, new ideas, exciting ideas, proposals, projects? A week of saying no. A week of saying no because you need and you value and you intend to have the time to dwell on what you've already got. A week to dwell on the riches that's already you. Yeah. Or is it a week for doing? A week for making something, not just thinking about it or talking about it, not just listening to it, but making. A week a week of you as a maker. I wonder, is it like that this week for you? I wonder. For me, I think I already can sense what kind of a week I'm going to have. I think I've already started the week off the way I'll probably continue. For me, straightforward. It's pretty obvious the kind of week I'm going to have. Just pulling up the car now, turning off the engine, getting ready to go into a coffee house in Cork. But it's pretty obvious what kind of week I'm going to have, isn't it, really? It's going to be a week of curiosity. Expressing my curiosity. Trying to satisfy my curiosity. It'll be I think I'll call it a week of curiosity squared. You know, when I was a kid, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, there was a phrase that was used a lot in Limerick, in Ireland. Long time ago now, you know, so I couldn't be sure if anybody has this phrase thrown at them very often. But it was curiosity kill the cat. Yeah, curiosity kill the cat. So as a child, I would have been, through that phrase, discouraged from being curious. And isn't it interesting that that was a complete failure in socialization? You know, that effort to keep me from being curious failed, and actually failed lots of other people, because I'm a very, very curious person. I don't think I've ever stopped being curious. And I don't think I ever will. But I think it's going to be a particularly curious, a week of curiosity for me. So what kind of week are you going to have? What kind of week are you going to invest in? Enjoy? What kind of week are you going to spend? What kind of week are you going to invest? Yeah, it's your life. It's my life. It's our life. So how are we going to honour it and value it and celebrate it and experience it? How are we going to be it? That's it. Paul O'Mahony, Monday morning, wishing you the best of weeks. Bye for now.